Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we finish off the last part of the hadith. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu mentions with respect to the expedition of Tabuk. Yesterday we explained that when the glad tidings had come, then how the different Sahaba would congratulate him and they would meet him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he seen him, then he saw the brilliance on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiating with excitement and happiness that one of his satis had got forgiven. And then Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu mentions something very interesting. He said, I told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak save me on account of my honesty. And part of my tawbah is that I will speak nothing but the truth. I will only speak the truth for the rest of my life. And then he says, by Allah, I do not know of any Muslim who Allah Ta'ala bestowed with anything better than what he had bestowed me since the day I mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was so excited, so happy. Ayat of Quran were revealed in his favor. So can you imagine what a great ni'mat this was? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was so happy. Sahaba was so happy. They had to undergo those 50 days of distress and hardship. But they remained with sabr, they remained persevering, especially Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik, Hazrat Hilal ibn Umayyah, Hazrat Burar ibn Rabi' radiallahu anhu. That they remain persevering, and Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu is mentioning his personal incident, that it was difficult, but it was well worth it. So what it is, what it shows us, that this policy is definitely the best policy, that a person is honest, he maintains his firmness, he remains straight right till the end, and then he'll definitely see the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him. So he goes on mentioning that Allah ta'ala revealed the following verses, and Allah ta'ala turned ثُمَّ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. And Allah Ta'ala turned in mercy to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muhajireen and Ansar who followed him in the hour of distress. After the hearts of some of them were almost shaken, he then turned again in mercy to them. Surely he is the most compassionate and most merciful to them. And then he turned in kindness to those who were kept behind until the land was narrowed for them despite its vastness. Their own lives became narrowed for them, and they were convinced that there was no safety from Allah Ta'ala except towards Him. This is something that we should always remember, that whenever a person is looking for safety, whenever he is looking for any type of refuge, la malja wala manja minka illa ilayk. That, O Allah Ta'ala, there is no refuge from you, and there is no fleeing away from you except to you. There is no other being that this can be attributed to besides Allah. Any other person, you fleeing away from him because of his harm. Or you are trying to escape, you're trying to go overseas, you're trying to leave the harm that is here. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no fleeing away, there is no escaping, except to go into the rahmat, and except to go into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is now true protection. So this is what this ayat is saying, that there is no safety from Allah ta'ala except towards him. He then turned in mercy towards them, so that they may turn to him. Surely Allah Ta'ala is most kind, most merciful. O you who believe, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullah, kunu ma'a as-sadiqeen. O you who believe, fear Allah Ta'ala and stay with the truthful. By Allah Ta'ala, after guiding me to Islam, he's taking an oath now. By Allah, after guiding me to Islam, Allah did not bestow me with a greater bounty than the ability to speak the truth to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ability not to speak a lie to him and be destroyed like the others. The worst thing which Allah Ta'ala said about anyone was when he revealed these verses about them who had lied. They will swear before you by Allah when you return to them so that you may leave them alone. Pay no attention to them. They are impure and their abode is hell as punishment for what they have earned. They will swear before you. They will take an oath before you so that you may be pleased with them. Even if you are pleased with them, Allah Ta'ala is certainly not pleased with them, not pleased with the disobedient ones. Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, the matter of the three of us was deferred from that of those whose excuses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted when they took oaths that they were speaking the truth, and he took pledges of allegiance from them and sought forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deferred the matter until Allah Ta'ala decided regarding it. Allah Ta'ala said, and he turned in kindness to those three who were kept behind. The words who were kept behind do not refer to our remaining behind from the expedition, rather they refer to his deferring and delaying our matter, as opposed to those who took oaths before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and presented excuses to him which he accepted. Another narration has, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed on a Thursday for the expedition of Tabuk, and he liked departing on a Thursday. Another narration has, he would only return from a journey during the day at the time of mid-morning. When he returned, he would first go to the masjid, offer 2 rakat salat and remain seated there. This was one of the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he would return from any journey or from any place, especially when he's coming out of town, the Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he would make it a point of stopping in the masjid first. This was his quality. So this is also a Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We saw that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam came from a difficult, hard expedition. But the first place was he stopped in the masjid. He would perform 2 rakats of salah. He would then meet his satis and then he would go home. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Here we learn one great important thing, that honesty is such a thing that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It helps a person. Initially a person may think that everyone else who's being dishonest, whether it be in the business, whether it be in a person's practice, whether it be in general life, he thinks that all those people that are being dishonest, they're getting away and they're making so much. So let me also be dishonest, especially in my marketing, the way I market my products, the way I sell my items. A little bit of dishonesty is allowed. A person may think like this, but actually the reality is, people may seem to be making outwardly. It's only short-lived. After a long period of time, or after a period of time, all that dishonesty comes back to bite the person. But honesty is such a thing that will carry a person right from here into akhirat and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what can be more beloved than getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us only tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.